KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
At the boys' state baseball championships in Des Moines yesterday, not four, but five games finished up yesterday. That's because the Class 4A game between Fort Dodge and West Des Moines Dowling in first-round action was postponed on Wednesday night due to some weather conditions. Fort Dodge needed all seven innings yesterday morning as they finished off a victory over Dowling Catholic, as Dowling had a 4-3 lead heading into the bottom of the seventh inning, but Fort Dodge pushed across two runs to win it 5-4 as they'll advance into the semifinals. Also yesterday in semifinal playing Class 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's gets a shot at winning a third state title in a row as the Blue Devils beat Bishop Garrigan Catholic 7-3 yesterday. Mason City Newman Catholic also a 7-3 winner over Lisbon to advance to the championship in 1A. In 2A semis yesterday, Dyersville Beckman Catholic beat Kemper Catholic 6-3, while North Polk defeated Davis County by a score of 2-1. Beckman Catholic and North Polk will face off tomorrow in the 2A championship. Semifinals continue today at Principal Park. At noon today, the 3A semis get underway as Western Dubuque will face Dallas Center Grimes. That'll be followed by Decorah versus Bishop Heelan Catholic. Then in the 4A semifinals tonight, it's Ankeny versus West Des Moines Valley at 6 o'clock, followed by Cedar Rapids Kennedy versus Fort Dodge in the late game. Those winners will all be advancing to the championship game set for tomorrow. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, David Freese and Matt Carpenter each had three of the Cardinals' season-high 18 hits, handing the Dodgers their second straight loss since acquiring Hanley Ramirez. Obtained a day earlier from Miami, Ramirez started at third base and batted fifth for the second straight game. He had an infield hit, two walks, and a steal, and he also hit a double play grounder. The 2009 National League batting champ is 2-for-6 with three walks and an RBI with his new team. Matt Holliday hit his 17th homer, his third on a 6-1 homestand for St. Louis, which fell behind 4-2 by allowing four runs in the fifth and then scored four in the bottom half. Alan Craig and Tony Cruz each had an RBI for the Cards, who are now six back in the National League Central. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Houston 5-3. It was Washington over Milwaukee 8-2 and the Mets over Arizona 3-1. In the American League, Seattle starter Jason Vargas allowed one hit in eight innings to win his career-high 11th game, and Matt Karp had three hits to help the Mariners beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1 last night. Vargas allowed just a fourth-inning double during his eight innings while striking out five and walking three. He retired the first 11 batters he faced before Billy Butler's 200th career double drove in Lorenzo Cain in the fourth. Vargas walked Kane, then fell behind 3-0 before Butler drilled a fastball to the gap in left center. Kansas City did not get a runner to second base against Vargas after the fourth as they come up short. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 6-2. It was Toronto over Oakland 10-4. Cleveland beat Detroit 5-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was New Orleans beating Omaha 5-1. Oklahoma City in 10 innings, a 6-5 winner over the Iowa Cubs. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Majesty of the Olympics opening ceremony is here, and the official kickoff for the London Games just a few hours away. Details of the flashy curtain raiser have been slipping out, even though officials wanted the world to be surprised when the three-hour show starts at 3 o'clock Central Time today. Show director Danny Boyle has already disclosed some details, including real farm animals on meadows, an idyllic picture of England as the green and pleasant land, a dance number featuring nurses, and a closing song by McCartney. Thursday's games included a surprising loss for the reigning World Cup champs and a disappointing tie for the host country as Japan scored in the first half and beat shorthanded Spain 1-0. The Spaniards played much of the game, a man down after their center back received a red card. Senegal's men's squad scored late in the second half to tie host Britain 1-1. That match was Britain's first in an Olympic competition since 1960. Elsewhere, Uruguay beat the United Arab Emirates 2-1. South Korea and Mexico played to a scoreless tie, and Gabon rallied for a 1-1 draw against Switzerland. Brazil scored three times in the first half before holding off Egypt 3-2. Belarus was a 1-0 winner against New Zealand, and Morocco played a 2-2 tie with Honduras. Also in Olympic news, the draw has taken place for the tennis competition at Wimbledon. Roger Federer, who is back at Wimbledon after winning his seventh title there, will face Colombian Alejandro Falla. Women's Wimbledon champ Serena Williams will meet former number one Yelena Yankovic in opening action. Iowa State football will play host to West Virginia on Friday, November 23rd. That's the day after Thanksgiving. That game will kick off at 2:30 Central Time, televised on ABC. The Cyclones have never played West Virginia, who's a new member of the Big 12 Conference. It'll also mark Iowa State's first game the day after Thanksgiving since 1902. It also sets up an all-Iowa doubleheader that day, as the Hawkeyes are set to host Nebraska on the same day. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. Central Time, also on ABC, creating a doubleheader for the state of Iowa. Lawyers for a man who claims to be the unknown victim abused in a Penn State shower by Jerry Sandusky says he intends to sue the university. The lawyers said in a statement that they have done an extensive investigation and gathered overwhelming evidence on details of that abuse. Prosecutors have said they don't know the identity of the boy molested by Sandusky in 2001. The encounter was spotted by a former graduate assistant who reported the abuse to school officials, including Joe Paterno, but none of them told police. In football news, guard Eric Steinbach agreed to terms on a one-year contract with the Miami Dolphins on Thursday. Steinbach started 124 of 125 games for Cincinnati and Cleveland in his first eight NFL seasons before sitting out all of last year because of a back injury. In Miami, Steinbach will be reunited with new Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin, who was the offensive line coach at Iowa during Steinbach's 4 years with the Hawkeyes. Steinbach was the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year in 2002 and taken in the second round by the Cincinnati Bengals in 2003. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed their first-round pick, Dontari Poe, on the eve of training camp. The team announced that deal in a statement yesterday. Poe took part in the Chiefs' entire off-season program, despite failing to reach a deal with the team that made him the number 11 overall selection. Nobody has seemed overly concerned that the negotiations dragged out until the start of training camp. The 6'3", 346-pound Poe is expected to be in St. Joseph, Missouri for the first workout today. He's being counted on to shore up one of the team's biggest weaknesses from a year ago. A hearing in federal court for suspended Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma has wrapped up without an immediate decision about whether he can temporarily return to work. Vilma is trying to persuade U.S. District Judge Ginger Berrigan to impose a temporary restraining order while his lawsuit against NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell proceeds. Vilma has been suspended for the entire upcoming season after the NFL determined that he was part of a team bounty to injure opposing players. Fans of the Denver Broncos got to see on Thursday what they've wanted to since Peyton Manning signed with the club, the four-time NFL MVP in action on a practice field in a Denver jersey. A record crowd erupted when Manning took to the field in Inglewood, Colorado. He was released by the Indianapolis Colts after 14 seasons in March after missing all of last season with a nerve problem in his neck. In other NFL news, Jets All-Pro cornerback Darrell Revis reported for training camp as expected, despite saying last month that he might stay away. He was hoping the Jets would rework the $46 million four-year deal that he signed in 2010. The Minnesota Vikings have signed tackle Matt Khalil, their top draft pick, and the last player from the 2012 draft class to reach a contract. Khalil was the fourth overall choice from Southern California. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have traded defensive tackle Brian Price to the Chicago Bears for a draft pick next year. Price has started 14 games over two seasons, recording 27 tackles and three sacks. And racing news, NASCAR officials are mulling the elimination of the top 35 rule to put the focus back on speed in qualifying. Since 2005, the top 35 in points have been guaranteed provisional starting spots at the next race, which has sometimes eliminated faster cars from starting the race. That rule was designed to make sure that full-time teams with big-name drivers and big sponsors did not miss the race, but that could change next season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.